When educating our customers about laser atherectomy techniques, the five S's are paramount. This is the Bible from which we preach techniques. It's important to use the correct technique to get the optimal and the best results for every single case. In a coronary case, the selection of the patients is really important to stick to our seven indications for the ALCA catheter. Next comes the size of the laser catheter. You want to undersize your catheter in comparison with the reference vessel diameter. We use a 2/3, or in the coronaries, you might use a 1 millimeter rule to undersize. More often than not, typically, you will find that your physicians like to use a 0.9 or 1.4 catheter in the coronary cases because they would fit into a 5 French or 6 French guide. So it's very typical for coronary cases to have your laser catheters undersized. You always want to start at a relatively conservative settings. This is both fluence and pulse rates. So you want to start low and maybe at 45-45 and work slowly to create that first channel before going up in settings on fluence and rate in order to vaporize and debulk some more. It is paramount that we do not laze in contrast. Saline infusion is required before lasing, and it could also be recommended between passes. As we discussed in our previous module, lasing and contrast creates this kind of explosive effect that is very difficult to control. And when you can't control it, you risk damaging the vessel wall and the healthy tissue surrounding it. Probably the most important technique, and unfortunately also the most difficult techniques for our customers and your physicians to adhere to consistently, is going slow. Instinctively, your operator is going to want to go fast, but it's important that we train on the appropriate technique of going slow at 1 millimeter a second or less. Remember that laser works slowly to debulk, so that we have to go slow. Multiple passes work best for the maximum amount of lesion modification as well as debulking. Laser works at the molecular level to both debulk and modify the plaque, and this is best accomplished when you advance slowly.